You can feel the excitement for the Christ child, can't you, here this evening? The journey to the manger. Candles of hope, of peace, of joy, of love, until finally we come together to light this Christ candle today. All of these are the values that we enjoy during this season. The hopes and dreams through all the years are met in Thee, O Christ, tonight. Praise be to God as we reach for that reality in a world that needs to hear this message. As we stop and wait and watch for it to seep into our spirits in these moments and to open that path for it to continue to evolve into the new year. I don't know about you, but it seemed like we got to Christmas very quickly this year, with many things on the journey, with many pieces, hard and joyful, on the journey. So many circumstances of people's lives and in our world, even more than it usually seems. And yet, through it all, each week, we have paused to worship around these candles, around this Advent wreath, around these themes of hope, peace, joy, and love. With hope for a focused Advent as we turned again into Christ, turned to Christ, repented of sins, and started out in new paths, claiming peace in a world that is anything but peaceful, and yet knowing that in Christ there is a peace that the world does not give, and a peace that the world can never take away. Joy. We encountered the Sunday of joy the week or the Sunday after the tragedy in Newtown. And yet, even in that time, there have been moments where light has shined in that darkness. As Pastor Medhat preached last week on Mary's song, God brought satisfaction even to people's hearts in the pain of those moments. Because we worship a God who literally rolls up God's sleeves to be there for us. The Sunday of Love, as we celebrated a little out of order this evening, the baptism of baby Jesus on Sunday before Christmas Eve. Our newest addition to this community of faith, with joy together in all of the children that we see up in the sanctuary this evening to celebrate the birth of the Christ child again. I encourage you in these weeks following Christmas to keep Christmas as we go into January, to remember these themes that we have encountered through this Advent message, to claim Christ at the center of your life. It was so wonderful in this new way of telling the story to have someone say, but where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? Because our children know that Jesus is at the center of the message that we bring this night. Jesus is the center of our lives as we seek to follow faithfully. A friend of mine from the church I served in Pennsylvania shared the words from a song that her choir sang during Advent. Little child whose bed is straw, find new lodgings in my heart. Bring the dream Isaiah saw, life redeemed from fang and claw, justice purifying law, knowledge, wisdom, worship, awe. May it be so for each one of us in these days ahead to bring that dream that Isaiah saw, that dream that was brought forward in the worship and the lighting of the candle, the Christ child candle, this day by Matham. Knowledge, wisdom, worship, and awe. Hope, peace, joy, and love, with Christ at the center. keeping Christmas tonight, tomorrow, and in all the days to come. Let us be Christ's people together. Amen.